Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Ralph, it's Matt. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. So for this, we can make this short and sweet. I'll just let you, whenever you're ready, go ahead and just re-record your intro, and then I think we'll just be off to the races. I'll send this on to Mike on my team to edit it into the original podcast, and we should be good to go.
Okay, good. I will presume that your standard introduction will not be edited, so you will have already introduced me and said who I am.
Correct. That's what we're going to do. We're going to keep the standard one that I did.
Right, and so this comes in right after that, and then the first substantive comments are those of Jeremy.
Exactly. That's it.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. Go for it. Whatever you want.
This will be very quick.
Perfect.
Okay. Welcome to part two of a three-part webinar on what you need to know about hotel real property taxation in the District of Columbia. My name is Ralph Taylor, and I am the moderator of all three sessions. In part one, David Linhoff provided an introduction to the tax assessment valuation of real property in general, followed by a more specific discussion of hotel valuations and why such valuations are different from the valuations of other properties. In this session, part two, our speakers will discuss more specifically how DC assesses the values of hotels and will identify issues that may unduly increase your assessment and the tax bill based on it. The final session, part three, will describe how you can appeal your hotel assessment if you think it is too high and will discuss the costs and benefits of appealing. Our speakers today are David Linhoff and Jeremy Chetlik. David is a nationally recognized expert and author on hotel appraisals. He teaches courses on hotel appraisals for the Appraisal Institute, and he frequently provides expert testimony on hotel valuation cases in D.C. and around the country. Jeremy Chetlik is a tax consultant who helps clients minimize their real property taxes and mitigate the impact of real property assessments. Jeremy previously worked as the Major Properties Supervisor for the District of Columbia government, where he was in charge of commercial assessments of properties valued over $10 million. He also worked in the development of the income approach model that the district's Office of Tax and Revenue uses for commercial property valuations. More complete bios of David and Jeremy, along with the bios of all other participants in this series, are posted on the website. Jeremy, could you please start us off with a discussion of how OTR assesses the value of DC hotel properties for real property tax purposes? That's it.
That was perfect. I tell you, if you ever want to give up your job in law, I would love to hire you to do voiceovers for these podcasts. That was awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, well, the last one, I didn't have the script, and I didn't know where we were going, and I just sort of fumbled through it. And I thought this was short enough that it wouldn't be disruptive to at least get this part done.
No, it's perfect. And since we're doing this early, we have enough time to edit it and then get it all up and live for tomorrow. So we're totally in good shape.
Perfect. Thanks very much.
All right. Well, thank you, Ralph. Take care.
I look forward to listening to the whole series.
Likewise. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.